From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. Madeline Brand is out today. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, what to do with a lot of money that is suddenly very embarrassing. The continuing fallout from the scandal over disgraced former Congressman Mark Foley, who made many campaign contributions to fellow Republicans. First, our lead. The horrible story from Amish country, Nickel Mines, Pennsylvania, got even worse today. Two more young girls died. Five others remain critically wounded. The killer, Charles Carl Roberts, committed suicide after shooting the 10 girls in a school. Joining us now for the latest is Scott Gilbert. He's a reporter from WITF in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Scott, what about these survivors, the five girls who are alive now after the attack? How are they?
Well, at this point, we're told that two of those girls are at Hershey Medical Center. Three of them are at Children's Hospital in Philadelphia. We're told that their conditions are very serious, but we're not hearing much more beyond that. And that is because the Amish families, their families are asking for privacy with regard to the conditions of their daughters.
How about more information on the shooter here, Charles Carl Roberts? He's a local dairy truck driver. He apparently left several notes about his motivations. Do you know what they say?
He did, and among those notes were several left for each of his three children. Police say those notes contained hints that he was angry at life and angry at God. Those are his words. Also, police have talked with some of his coworkers who say that Robert's mood has been dark for several days and then suddenly switched as if a weight had been lifted. So we're learning a bit more about his mood in the days that led up to this tragedy.
There will be news conferences today, more coming out from officials. But you spent yesterday in Nickel Mines, this community, Amish community there in Pennsylvania. What can you tell us about how people are there?
Well, I think any time you see the media converge on an area and you combine the intense media attention with the weight of a tragedy, I think it makes for a very, very shocking combination to folks who live in an area. But especially in this part, in Nickel Mines, Pennsylvania, which is just rolling hills, rolling farmland, as you would picture, just a very, very serene area, but now marred with police tape, police cars, emergency vehicles. And the people I talked with just were in absolute shock, trying to come to grips with what has happened. And it's just something that you just get the impression as you're interviewing them hours after it happened that it still hasn't settled in, the gravity of what's happened here.
Scott Gilbert, a reporter for WITF of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Scott, thank you.
You're welcome.